we got to talk here. They're an unknown. I don't know. There's so many different figures on how many people in America are in some form of adjustable rate mortgage. The most common number I've seen is somewhere around 1 in 5, 1 in 6 people are today in an adjustable rate mortgage instead of a fixed rate. And this is a dicey time for you to be in an adjustable rate mortgage. The reason is that the adjustable rate loans carry, obviously, a floating rate that, depending on the loan you have, resets every so often. Could be after a five-year period, it adjusts every year after that. Could be 7 year, could be 3 years fixed, then floats every year after that. But the trends are not your friend right now on an adjustable rate mortgage, because the Federal Reserve feels confident with the new employment figures. The official unemployment rate in the United States is 4.3. The one I like, which is U6, which I think gives a better reading, is about double that. But it's still a massive improvement from where unemployment has been in the United States. And there were extreme measures the Federal Reserve did to keep the world financial system from melting down last decade that they're just now starting to wind down, and that gradually will lead to higher mortgage rates. So being in a floating rate is way too risky. In addition to that, fixed rate loans are a real deal. 15-year loans for people with good credit scores are back in the twos. 30-year loans are in the threes, upper threes, like somewhere around 3.75%, 3.875% for people with good credit scores. And so, and by the way, the spread has stayed unusually large between 15-year loans and 30-year loans. So going into, if you can swing the payment, going into a 15-year fixed rate is doubly to your advantage right now, because not only are you out of debt in half the time, but the interest rate you pay is substantially lower. So it's a real benefit to doing that. So the adjustable rate is really a dangerous game to be in, even if the initial rate is at or below the 15 or 30 year loan. Because even if people intend to stay in a home a set number of years, human nature being what it is, we underestimate how long we're going to stay in a home. So you might intend we're only going to be there 4.5 years. And then 9 years later, you're still in the house. So why tempt fate when fixed rates are so low? Then there's an additional complicating factor. If you have an adjustable rate, most adjustable rate loans are set based on something known as the London Interbank Offered Rate, known as LIBOR. And it's been a massive corruption scandal in banking that the big banks have been manipulating the LIBOR in order to be able to charge more on loans. So they've been making up the rate to rip you off. And so LIBOR, as a consequence, is no longer going to exist, which then leaves you at who knows what with how an adjustable rate loan will reset. So every factor out there is tending to support a move to a fixed rate. And that's where I think you should head on your mortgage. If you were in an adjustable rate and now you're like what I talked about, well, we thought we were going to move, but now we're more likely to stay. Take advantage of these low rates that exist today and get into one of these 15s. If you can't handle that, at least get into a 30-year fixed rate. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ondemand.